Verse 3, then said he unto me, this is the curse, or the judgment, that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off as on one side, according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off on the other side. Now, apparently, this scroll had on it the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments were divided into the two parts. One part is man's relationship to God. That's the first four commandments. And then the last six commandments have to do with man's relationship to man. Now, you have that here, the one that stealeth. Now, that commandment has to do with a man's relationship to another man. And that, I think, is clearly identified if you turn over to the 50th Psalm and verse 18. And let me read several verses there, and I think you'll see the point. He says, when thou sawest a thief, then thou contendest with him. Thou shalt not steal. Here we have the same thing again, you see. And when thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. You see, it now goes along the seventh commandment with it. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. That is, you lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now, because men in that day were able to break the law and get by with it, they could break the Ten Commandments, God did nothing, they came to the conclusion, well, he's just like we are. He's not going to do anything about it. Well, God says that he is. Now, I want you to notice this because I think there's put down here a great principle concerning the law and especially the Ten Commandments. Now, they were given to the nation Israel. They were given to the nation Israel as they stood in the crossroads of the world. They had a tremendous influence on Egypt. They became a nation down there. Egypt, a great world empire. They went into Babylonian captivity. They had a great influence upon that first great world kingdom, that first great world empire. And they had an influence upon Assyria. They had an influence upon the Greco-Macedonian Empire and also upon the Roman. So that the Ten Commandments were never given to the Christian as a way of life. We've been called to a much higher plane, and we attain that plane by grace, because actually man can't even attain the plane of the law unaided. And God gave them the law and gave them no aid to it. There was no such thing as filling of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit among the people of that day. So that actually man in his own strength and ability couldn't even measure up to the Ten Commandments. Now God today has put us under grace, and he has furnished us and given to us the Holy Spirit, whereby that we now can have the fruit of the Spirit in our life, which is love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, and those things were never in the law. Now, what then is the relationship of law today to the Christian? Well, he certainly is not to break it. The law was given to a nation, and it was to become the law of that nation, and they were to obey the law. Well, they disobeyed it, of course, and God put them out of the land. But they scattered this, and today the mark of civilization has been actually the commandments of God. These things that relate especially to man. And you remember those were the commandments the Lord Jesus turned on the light on that young man that came to him. And he never turned the other commandments. He took those commandments that have to do with the man's relationship to man. Now, that young man could measure up to that, but he couldn't measure up to the other because he didn't recognize the Lord Jesus as being the Messiah and being God manifest in the flesh. But now the Ten Commandments produce a civilization. And you can say what you please, but the great civilizations of this world have had these laws as basic. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet that which is not your own, by the way. And thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, that has been basic to a nation, building the homes, building a way of life, and establishing a civilization. Now, as long as our nation had that as bedrock, we were blessed to God, and our problems seemed to be few compared to what they are today. But today, the nations of the world have abandoned it, and they have come to the same place that the nation Israel came to. And God has given them as an example. God says, I will judge those, though I've chosen the nation, I will judge every individual that breaks these. And so this flying scroll represents over the whole earth. It represents the basis on which God deals with nations. And the interesting thing is very difficult to find anything wrong with it. Now, God goes ahead and says this. He says, I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief. That is, that breaks the commandments that have to do with a man's relationship with man, and under the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. Even by the name of God, he would perjure himself. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with its timber and its stones. And God will bring down any civilization that doesn't follow those great principles. But now, let's clearly understand, we're not talking about how you become a Christian. The only way in the world you can become a child of God today is through faith in Jesus Christ, and he's called you to a higher plane than the Ten Commandments. He wants you to have joy in your life. He wants you to have peace in your life. He wants you to have love in your life. These are the things that only the Spirit of God can produce in hearts and lives.